Okay, good to see you guys again.
好，再次大家早上好。
Happy Easter, He is risen.
He is risen. Amen.
My name is Daniel. If you're new here this morning, we're grateful to have you with us.
我的名字是 Daniel. 如果这是你第一次在我们当中的话，欢迎你。
And so today is a day that we remember that Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
那今天是我们纪念。主耶稣从死里复活的日子。
And so the question I have for us this morning is, what does what one man did 2,000 years ago have to do with our lives today?
所以我今天早上要向大家问的问题是一个2000年前发生的故事和我们今天的生活有什么关系呢？
I want you to think of the hopeless situations that you faced in life.
我希望你想到你生活当中的困境。
Have you ever had a situation where you felt hopeless?
你有没有曾经绝望过？
Some of you are feeling that very way right now.
甚至是不是有人现在正在这样觉得？
And so we live in a world where we're continually surrounded by bad news.
我们现在生活的这个世界，我们好像总是被坏新闻包围着。
Whether that's personally or on a global level.
不管是在个人的层面上面，还是在世界的层面上面。
The more you try to get out of this place of hopelessness, the more you feel stuck in it.
你越觉得绝望，你越会觉得你好像就被困在这样的境地当中。
And so the question this morning is, what does the resurrection have to say to you?
所以我今天早上向大家的问题是，复活这个信息对你而言是什么？
I want you to put yourselves in the shoes of the disciples for a moment.
我希望大家把自己放到当时门徒的处境里面想一想。
The man that you've come to know and love and worship has just died a brutal death at the hands of evil men.
那个你认识并且喜爱并且敬拜的那个主，刚刚在恶人的手下以一种非常悲惨的方式死亡。
The same man who cast out demons, who healed the sick, who fed the multitudes, who loved you perfectly, is the same man that you see on the cross, bloody and lifeless.
赶出恶鬼，医好疾病，喂饱五千人，那个那么用那么样完美的爱来爱你的人，现在被挂在十字架上，全身是血，而且已经失去了生命。
And so to make matters worse, you live with the continual guilt of knowing that you could have done more and that you should have done more.
而让这一切更糟的是，你知道你本来可以做的更多，并且你应该做的更多。
You weren't there for him when he needed you most.
当他最需要你的时候，你不在那里。
When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane,And he wanted you to pray with him, you fell asleep.
当他在克西马尼园希望你与他一同祷告的时候，你睡着了。
When he was given over to be killed, you ran away and you were nowhere to be found.
当他被钉十字架的时候，你逃了，没有人找得到你。
All these things happen so quickly. You replay the events over and over in your mind.
这一切都发生得太快，你把这一切的画面在你脑中不断的重播。
And if you could go back, you would.
如果你可以回到当时的话，你会的。
You would do things differently.
并且你可能会做不一样的事。
But there's no going back.
但是你回不去了。
This is it.
这就是这样了。
This is the end.
就是结束了。
And so you can imagine the heartache and the heaviness that the disciples of Jesus were experiencing once he died.
所以你就可以想象，当耶稣死的时候，他的门徒是有多么的心痛，他们的心是有多么的沉重。
I want to read through a little bit of the book of Luke.
我想给大家读一些在路加福音当中的经文。
I'll read a little passage and then it will be translated. Luke 24, verses 1-12. It says, But on the first day of the week, at early dawn they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb, But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and rise, and on the third day rise?" And they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other woman with them, who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went home, marveling at what had happened.
路加福音二十四章第一到十二节。七日的头一日，黎明的时候，那些妇女带着所预备的香料来到坟墓前，看见石头已经从坟墓滚开了。他们就进去，只是不见主耶稣的身体。正在猜疑之间，忽然有两个人站在旁边，衣服放光。妇女们惊怕，将脸伏地。那两个人就对他们说：“为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们说，人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。”他们就想起耶稣的话来，便从坟墓那里回去，把这一切的事告诉十一个使徒和其余的人。那告诉使徒的就是抹大拉的玛利亚和约雅拿，并雅各的母亲玛利亚，还有与他们在一处的妇女。他们这些话，使徒以为是胡言，就不相信。彼得起来，跑到坟墓前，低头往里看，见细麻布独在一处，就回去了，心里稀奇所成的事。
I want to read one more section to you, and let these words sink in as we read them.
我想再给大家读一段，让这些话语进入你们的心。
Verses 36 through 49.As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that is, it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have."And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled."Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city,until you are clothed with power from on high.
路加福音二十四章第三十六到四十九节，正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中，说：“愿你们平安。”他们却惊慌害怕，以为所看见的是魂。耶稣说：“你们为什么愁烦？为什么心里起疑念呢？你们看我的手，我的脚，就知道实在是我了。摸我看看。”魂无骨无肉，你们看，我是有的。说了这话，就把手和脚给他们看。他们正喜得不敢信，并且稀奇。耶稣就说：“你们这里有什么吃的没有？”他们便给他一片烧鱼，他接过来在他们面前吃了。耶稣对他们说：“这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说 摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直传到万邦，你们就是这些事的见证。我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
And so at the end of Luke 23, we see that there is a man named Joseph of Arimathea who asked Pilate for the body of Jesus.
在路加福音第23章的结尾，我们看到有一个人被称为亚利马太的约瑟，到比拉多面前来求耶稣的身体。
And so this man wanted to give Jesus a proper burial.
这个人想要好好的安葬耶稣。
And so he wraps Jesus in linen and lays him in a tomb.
所以他用细麻布把耶稣裹起来，把他放在坟墓里。
And Luke 23:55-56 says this, The woman who had come with him from Galilee followed and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. They returned and prepared spices and ointments.On the Sabbath, they rested according to the commandment.
在路加福音23:55-56写说，那些从加利利和耶稣同来的妇女跟在后面，看见了坟墓和他的身体怎样安放，他们就回去预备了香料香膏。他们在安息日便遵着诫命安息了。
And so I want you to notice something that Joseph and these women saw that Jesus was actually dead.
所以我希望大家注意到。这里的约瑟和那些妇女，亲眼见到耶稣已经死了。
I know this might seem obvious, but some people say that maybe Jesus didn't really die.
我知道这个可能看起来很显然，但是有些人说耶稣并没有真的死。
The Roman soldiers, the witnesses at the cross, and now the witnesses who see Jesus in the tomb, they all know that he's fully dead.
那些罗马的兵丁，那些在十字架面前的见证人，现在这些亲眼看见耶稣基督被放在坟墓里的人，都亲眼见到耶稣是真的死了。
I don't know if you've ever seen a dead person, but it can be a shock to the system.
我不知道大家有没有见过死人，但是这可能会让人觉得很震撼。
And even more so if you see someone that's died a traumatic death.
而当你看到一个人是受尽折辱而死的时候，你看到他的身体可能会给你更大的印象和震撼。
And so the Jews, unlike other cultures, they didn't believe in embalming their dead.
当时的犹太人和一些别的古文化不一样，他们不相信，或者是他们不会用防腐的手法来处理他们的尸体。
Rather, they believed in anointing them.
但是他们会用香膏。用油来擦那些身体来分别为圣。
And so these ladies are preparing spices and ointments to anoint Jesus' dead body once the Sabbath is over.
所以这些妇女才要去买香料和香膏，来好在安息日过去的时候来膏抹耶稣的身体。
And so in the beginning of chapter 24, we see that these ladies were on their way to the tomb to anoint Jesus.
所以在24章的开头，我们看到这些妇女，就到这个坟墓去来膏抹耶稣。
They find the stone was rolled away and the body of Jesus was gone.
他们看到石头被滚开了，而耶稣的身体已经不在了。
Instead, angels meet them with an announcement. They say, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen."
而取而代之的是天使对他们说，为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，已经复活了。
Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise.
当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们说，人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。
And then it says that they remembered his words.
然后圣经上说他们就想起耶稣的话来。
If you read the Gospels, Jesus has told them multiple times that he would rise again on the third day.
如果你看福音书的话，你会发现耶稣几次三番地告诉他们他会在第三日复活。
But this truth never sank in.
但是他们没从来没有真正明白这个真理。
And so one thing is clear from this chapter, that no one expected a resurrection.
所以有一件事情在这一段当中非常清楚，就是没有人期待耶稣会真的复活。
You would think that if someone was making up a resurrection story, you would have at least one person who would go on the third day and check to see if maybe Jesus did rise from the dead.
你会想说，如果有一个人要造出这样一个故事的话，也许起码会有一个人在第三天的时候会想起来说，到坟墓看一下耶稣是不是真的复活了。
Someone who would say, Jesus told us this would happen, so maybe we should just check just to make sure.
可能会有一个人说，耶稣说这就是要发生的呀，所以我们就去坟墓看一下，来确认一下。
But none of Jesus' disciples even consider this a possibility.
但是没有任何一个门徒甚至考虑过这样的可能性。
Sometimes we think that people back in this day were more prone to believe in miracles or were more superstitious than people are today.
有的时候我们会认为说当时的人可能比我们现在更容易，相信那些神迹奇事，更加迷信。
And while in some regards that might be true, when it came to someone rising from the dead, this was a whole other category.
也许其中有一部分是有道理的，但是当我们讨论到复活的问题的时候，这是完全不一样的。
The Greeks didn't believe in resurrection, and the Jews were divided on the issue.
希腊人不相信有复活的事，犹太人中间也有不同的意见。
The Sadducees didn't believe in a resurrection, while the Pharisees and other Jews believed in some kind of general resurrection that would come sometime in the future.
撒都该人不相信有复活的事，而法利赛人和其他的犹太人相信，也许在将来会有一种普遍的复活。
But what we see from this account is that the people in Jesus' day were just as skeptical about a resurrection as most people are today.
我们在这段记载当中看到的是，当时的人和今天的人一样不相信复活的事。
I want you to notice something about the witnesses in verses 10 and 11.
我希望大家看到在第十和十一节当中。
Notice that the witnesses of the resurrection are unique.
你会看到这些复活的见证人是很特别的。
Unique in what way?
从什么方式从什么方面来说他们是很特别的呢
？In a couple different ways.
有一些有好几处。
First of all, the first and primary witnesses of the resurrection were women.
第一，这些第一手的主要的见证人是妇女。
And some of you are saying, why is that such a big deal?
有些人可能会想说，这有什么了不起的
？Because in both Jewish and Roman culture, women were not highly esteemed.
但是在当时的犹太还有罗马的文化当中，妇女的地位都不是很高。
Rather, they were looked down upon and seen as lesser than men.
他们被看不起，然后他们被认为是低于男人的。
A woman's testimony was considered questionable.
妇女的见证被认为是有问题的。
It wouldn't even stand up in the court of law.
甚至在法庭上是不会被采用的。
We see in verse 11 that the apostles regarded the testimony of the woman as an idle tale or nonsense.
我们看到在十一节的对于这些妇女的话，使徒以为是胡言。
This was reflective of the attitude of the day.
这就是当时人态度的一种反应。
And so, if someone was making up the story of a resurrection.They probably wouldn't do it through the testimony of women because their testimony and legitimacy would be called into question by many.
所以如果有人要编造出一个这样的故事的话，他们很可能不会把这个第一见证人放在一群妇女的身上，因为会有很多人来怀疑他们证言的的确凿性。
Rather, it would be more likely that you would write men into the story and say that they were the first and primary witnesses.
所以你很可能会把男人们写进这个故事当中，然后让他们来成为这个复活的第一见证人。
And so what's clear from the gospel writers is that they weren't concerned with having the most convincing story, they were concerned with reporting the facts.
所以很清楚的是，在这里福音书的写作者他并不是要写一个很能够让人相信的故事，而是他想要去尽量忠实的记录事实。
The writers wanted people to know what actually happened, even if the specific details of what happened weren't helpful to their case.
这些作者想要让大家知道 究竟发生了什么，即使有些细节会使整个故事好像变得比较不可信。
Another way in which the witnesses are unique is seen in the fact that the witnesses are named specifically.
另外一个让这个记载变得很特别的地方是他们的名字被很具体的列出来。
And we see this in multiple gospel accounts.
我们看到很多本福音书都有类似的记载。
What's so special about this?
为什么这个很特别呢？
Because what the authors are doing is letting the readers know that this is a historical account, not a legend.
因为作者在这里想要让读者知道这是一个历史事件的记载，不是神话传说而已。
People could actually go to these women and confirm if what the author said was true.
当时的人其实是可以找到这些妇女，然后来确认这些所记载的是真的。
In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul mentions even more witnesses of the resurrected Christ.
在哥林多前书第十五章，保罗提到了更多耶稣复活的见证人。
He said that he appeared to Peter, the apostles, James, and then Paul himself.
他说他向彼得、向门徒们、向雅各，然后向保罗亲自显现。
And then in verse 6 of 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says that Christ appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time.
在第六节，保罗写说，基督后来一时显给500多弟兄看。
And then Paul says that most of these brothers are alive to the present day, but some had fallen asleep, or in other words, some have died.
其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的，或者说是死了的。
And so what we need to understand is that the people in this day were able to go and examine the evidence from multiple witnesses.
所以我们要知道的是当时的人其实是可以去找然后去和不同的这些见证人问询来确认所记载的。
They were able to go and verify the facts surrounding the resurrection.
他们可以自己去验证关于复活的事实。
We skipped over verses 13 to 35 for the sake of time, but I just want to quickly summarize what happens in those verses.
因为时间的缘故，我们跳过了第13到35节，但是我希望就是简要的复述一下这当中发生了什么。
Two disciples are on their way to a village called Emmaus, and they're talking about the recent events that have taken place in regards to Jesus.
门徒中有两个人往以马忤斯去，然后在路上他们就讲论起在耶稣身上发生的事。
And then Jesus shows up and begins to speak with them, but they're unaware that it's him.
耶稣就亲自向他们显现，跟他们讨论，但是他们没有意识到那就是耶稣。
It says that their eyes were kept from recognizing him.
圣经说他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。
And so Jesus begins to engage with them and starts asking them about the things that have happened in Jerusalem.
然后耶稣开始跟他们谈话，然后问他们在耶路撒冷所发生的事。
And Jesus begins to give them what was probably one of the most amazing Bible studies ever given.
然后耶稣开始带他们可能是进行了人类历史上最好的查经之一。
Notice what it says in verse 27. It says, "And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them." In all the scriptures, the things concerning himself.
我们可以看到在27节他写说，于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
And so what we see from this is that the whole Bible is ultimately about Jesus.
我们可以从这里看到整本圣经都是关于耶稣的。
As Jesus goes on, he breaks bread with these two disciples, and it says that their eyes were open and they recognize him.
接下来耶稣与他们一同掰饼，圣经就记载说他们的眼睛就明亮了，这才认出他来。
And so soon after this happened, Jesus vanishes from their midst.
然后很快耶稣就从他们中间消失了。
And so then these disciples go and they find the apostles and followers who are gathered together and they begin to tell them what happened.
然后这两个门徒就找到其他人，然后告诉他们发生了什么。
And so we move from the tomb to the road to Emmaus, and now we're going to look at the room with the disciples in verses 36 through 49.
所以我们看到了那个坟墓，我们看到了以马忤斯路上发生的事情，然后我们现在看到了在当门徒都聚集在一个房间，聚集在一处的时候发生的事。
And so it says in verse 36, as they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, peace to you. And so I want you to notice a pattern that's developing here throughout this chapter.
在36节说，正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中说，愿你们平安。我希望大家看到，这里有一个反复出现的模式。
I want you to see the fruit of the resurrection.
我希望让大家看到这当中复活的果子。
Jesus makes himself personally known to people, and then those people are making Jesus known to other people.
耶稣亲自向一些人显现，使他们知道他是谁，然后这些人把耶稣是谁又分享给更多的人。
In other words, the reality of Jesus' resurrection compels his followers to share the good news with others.
或者换种方式来说，耶稣已经复活的事实迫使他的跟从者们把这个好消息分享给其他人。
No one witnesses a resurrection and stays silent about it.
没有一个人看到复活的大能，然后仍然保持沉默的。
A resurrection is too radical. It's too life-altering to keep that news to yourself.
复活是太挑战我们的常识，太难以想象了，所以你不可能就是不跟别人分享。
And so when these people personally experience the resurrected Christ, they can't help but tell other people about him.
所以当这些人亲自经历复活的复活主的同在的时候，他们就不能不把这个好消息分享给人。
I want you to notice, as they are faithful to witness to others about Christ, Christ is faithful to reveal himself to those whom they're witnessing to.
而且我希望大家注意到，当这些门徒忠实的把他们所经历的告诉别人的时候，基督就也信实的向那些他们正在做见证分享的人显现。
And so this should be a great encouragement to every one of us here.
这应该带给我们极大的鼓励。
As you and I are experiencing the reality of the risen Christ and are giving out the good news of the gospel to other people, we must remember that we are not alone in our witness.
当你和我经历复活主的大能，当我们把我们所领受福音的好消息分享给别人的时候，我们应当纪念我们并不是独自在做我们的见证。
As Jesus has called us to go out and make disciples, we must remember his promise to us. He said, Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
当耶稣基督呼召我们去使万民做他的门徒的时候，我们也应当记得他对我们的对我们的保证，就是我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Think of the different witnesses in this account.
考虑一下在这个记载当中不同的见证人。
They either hear about the resurrected Christ or they see the resurrected Christ.
他们有些听说主已经复活，有些亲眼见到了复活的主。
And as they go and tell other people, what happens?
而当他们把这个消息告诉别人的时候，发生了什么呢？
They're met with skepticism, doubt, and unbelief.
他们面对怀疑、不信和质疑。
But what happens after that?
但是接下来发生了什么呢？
Jesus reveals himself to the people they were witnessing to.
耶稣基督向那些他们正在做见证的人显现。
But even when Jesus reveals himself to people, as we see in this section, they'll still have doubts.
但是就算耶稣基督亲自向那些人显现，像我们在这个部分看到的一样，他们依然心中有怀疑。
As Jesus reveals himself to his disciples, he speaks to them in verses 38 through 39. He says, Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see.For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have.
当耶稣基督向门徒们显现的时候，他在第三十八和三十九节说：“你们为什么愁烦？为什么心里起疑念呢？你们看我的手，我的脚，就知道实在是我了。摸我看看，魂无骨无肉，你们看我是有的。”
I need you to hear this morning.
我希望你们今天早上能够明白。
To you believers who struggle with doubt, Jesus can handle your doubts.
如果你是已经信主的人，但是你心中还有怀疑的话，耶稣基督可以打消你的怀疑。
To those of you who are not yet believers, Jesus can handle your doubts as well.
如果你还不认识，还不信主的话，耶稣基督可以打消你的怀疑。
Jesus is patient with people who have doubts.
耶稣基督对心中有怀疑的人蛮有耐心。
He's patient with people who have unbelief.
他对那些还不信的人蛮有耐心。
And so I believe Jesus is asking some of you the same question this morning. Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts?
我相信主耶稣也在今天早上问你们其中的一些人，你们为什么愁烦，为什么心里起疑念呢？
What this scripture tells us is that we could be open and honest with our doubts with Jesus.
而经文所告诉我们的是，我们可以向耶稣基督敞开我们的心，诚实地告诉他我们心中的疑问。
He will walk with us through our questions, our doubts, and our skepticism.
他会回答我们的问题，会打消我们的疑虑。
Notice, how does Jesus respond to the disciples' doubts?
你看到他怎么样回答门徒们的疑念吗？
With patience, with understanding, and with love.
他蛮有耐心，蛮有理解，也蛮有爱。
He calls them to get personal with him.
他呼召他们靠近他。
Jesus is telling them to get close to him.
在个人的层面上，与他有联系。
See my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see.
看我的手，我的脚，摸我看看。
Take a good look at me, Jesus is saying.
耶稣说，好好看看我。
How will you battle doubt and unbelief in your life?
你怎样面对你生命中的不幸和疑虑？
You've got to get to know Jesus personally.
你需要在个人的层面上认识基督。
Faith comes by hearing the word of God.
信道是从听道来。
And so the call for us is to take time to be honest and open with Jesus, to take time to enjoy him, and allow Jesus to give us the assurance that we need.
所以我们被呼召是去向耶稣诚实地打开我们的心，花时间享受他的同在，并且给他机会来让他为我们消除一切的疑虑。
The remedy to your doubt and unbelief is found in the presence of Christ.
你所有一切不信和疑虑的出口都在于主耶稣的同在。
Some of you are struggling right now with unbelief and with doubt.
你们中的一些人也许现在正在经历这样的不信和怀疑。
I want to encourage you to take time to be with Jesus and listen to his word.
我想鼓励你花时间和主耶稣在一起，听他的话语。
Your faith will grow as you take time to gaze upon Christ in his word.
你的信心会在你转眼仰望耶稣停留在他的话语的过程当中增长。
Notice what Jesus says in verse 44. These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled.
我们看到在44节，耶稣说，这就是我从前与你们同在时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。
It says, then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures.
然后圣经说，于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。
And so Jesus reminds his disciples of the words that he's previously spoke to them.
所以耶稣提醒他的门徒他之前向他们说过的话。
And so this is big. He's not telling them anything new.
这很重要，因为他没有告诉他们任何新的东西。
He's reminding them of all the things that were written throughout the Old Testament.
他是提醒在旧约上面关于他所记载的一切话。
That all the things that were written testify of him.
那就是一切都是指着他说的。
That he is the fulfillment of all that was prophesied regarding the Messiah.
他要来完成一切指向弥赛亚的预言。
And so Jesus opens the disciples' minds that they might comprehend the scriptures.
然后耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。
And so notice the fruit that flows from the resurrection in this chapter.
所以看，让我们一起来看这个复活所结的果子。
Jesus opens people's eyes so that they might see him for who he truly is in verse 31.
耶稣擦亮人的眼睛，使他们可以看到他究竟是谁，就好像在三十一节所写的。
He opens people's mouths so that they might testify of who he is in verses 9 and 34.
他打开人们的口，所以他们可以为他做见证，就好像第九和第三十四节所写的。
And then he opens people's minds so that they might understand how the scriptures all point to him in verse 45.
然后在四十五节，他打开人们的心窍，使他们可以明白圣经。
And so before we move on, I want to briefly look at the fruit of the resurrection in the early church.
所以在我们继续之前，我想简单的来带大家看一下。这复活的果子在早期教会当中的作用。
When we look at church history, we see that the church experienced widespread growth from the earliest of its days.
如果我们看教会历史的话，我们会看到，在最早的时候，教会就经历了，极大的增长。
And so something that you have to understand is that there were many messianic figures who came and went at this time in Israel.
大家必须明白，在当时的以色列有许多类似于弥赛亚一样的先知来了又走了。
And it was very common for that messianic figure to be killed. It's almost always how it happened.
而这些像弥赛亚一样的人物基本上都会被杀。
And so after the leader died, it was only a matter of time before the movement came to an end as well.
而当这些像弥赛亚一般的领袖被杀之后，通常这些运动也很快就终结了。
But this is not the story with Christianity.
但这不是基督信仰的故事。
In about 300 years, Christianity had spread throughout the whole Roman Empire.
在大约300年的时间当中，基督信仰就传遍了整个罗马帝国。
The only logical reason for the spread of Christianity is one thing, that Jesus Christ actually rose from the dead.
而这样疯狂的扩张，极大的扩张，只有一个逻辑的理由可以解释得通，就是耶稣基督真的复活了。
The last thing we want to look at is the point of the resurrection. What's the whole point of the resurrection?
而我们今天要来看的最后一点就是复活的意义，为什么耶稣基督要复活？
Look at what Jesus says in verses 46 and 47.
我们来看第46到47节。
He said to them, Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem.
照经上所写的基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。
The whole point of the Bible is that the Messiah would come to suffer and die, and on the third day rise from the dead.
整个圣经的重点就是弥赛亚要来为我们受苦受死，并且第三日复活。
What does the death of Jesus tell us?
耶稣的死告诉我们什么？
It tells us how much God loves us.
告诉我们神有多爱我们。
He was willing to give his life for us so that we might be with him forever.
他愿意为我们付出他的生命，使我们可以得享他永恒的同在。
What does the resurrection tell us?
而复活告诉我们什么？
The resurrection of Jesus tells us that the price that was paid, it was paid in full.
耶稣基督的复活告诉我们，我们的罪债已经还了，而且已经还清。
It tells us that Jesus is more powerful than we ever dreamed or imagined.
他告诉我们，耶稣基督比我们任何时候所想象的都还要更大。
It tells us that because Jesus rose, all those who put their faith in him will one day rise as well.
他告诉我们，因为耶稣复活了，所以一切信他的都要复活。
It tells us that for all the hopeless situations that we face in life, Jesus is the God of all hope, and he's always with us.
他告诉我们，在当我们面对我们人生当中一切看起来绝望的处境的时候，耶稣是满有盼望的神，他永远与我们同在。
And so Jesus says in these verses, the whole point of this message is that it would be proclaimed to all people.
而就像耶稣所在这一节里面所说的一样，这一切的意义在于这，我们要把它传到万邦。
That people would repent of their sin. That means to turn from your sin and turn to Jesus and receive forgiveness for your sin.
叫人悔改，转离他们的罪，转向耶稣，使他们的罪得赦。
And so the question I have for you this morning is this.
所以我今天早上要问你们的问题是
Have you ever repented of your sins and asked Jesus to save you and forgive you?
你有没有曾经向主认罪，邀请耶稣基督，请耶稣基督来赦免你的罪？
And if you haven't done that, why not?
如果你还没有的话，为什么不呢？
Jesus has given you this opportunity this morning.
耶稣基督今天早上正在给你这个机会。
He's given you the opportunity to surrender your life in Him, to put your faith in what He's done for you.
把你的生命交给他，把你的信心放在他为你所做成的一切里。
And so this decision is a decision that you don't want to put off. You don't want to wait another day. We're not sure how many days we'll have in this life, so don't wait.
而这个决定，不要把它留到下一天，我们都不知道自己还有多少的年日。
Listen to what Jesus said in the book of John. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
听主耶稣在约翰福音中所说的话，复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
And so my encouragement for you this morning is to take Jesus at his word.
所以我鼓励大家在今天早上相信主耶稣所说的话。
The one who gave his life for you, the one who rose again for you, is waiting to give you eternal life this morning.
那一个为你死，为你复活的主，今天正在等待要给你永恒的生命。
All you have to do is ask him.
你所需要做的就是邀请他。
If you want to receive this gift from Jesus, as we get ready to sing some more, you can pray in your own heart to Jesus.
如果你想要从耶稣基督，领受这份，恩典的话，我们接下来会唱一些，歌，然后我鼓励大家，一起来祷告。
You can confess your sins to Jesus.You can believe that he rose again from the dead for you, and he's going to come into your life.
你可以向主耶稣认罪，你可以相信他为你复活，你可以邀请他进入你的生命。
And so as we close the message, these next moments are yours to be honest with Jesus.
所以当我们来到今天信息的尾声，接下来的时间是你的，你可以是留给你，让你用来与耶稣面对面的。
And so if you made this decision today, I want to ask you after the service to tell one of us, you can tell me, we'd love to celebrate and pray for you.
如果你今天做了这样的决定的话，我希望你可以在之后，让我们任何的人，我们中的任何人知道，让我知道，让我们一起来为你欢喜快乐。
And so my prayer for us this morning is that we would open up our hearts to the King of Glory and that we walk in the resurrection power that's ours in Christ.
所以我今天早上的祷告是我们都可以向这个荣耀的君王打开我们的心，行走在他复活的大能中。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.